There's been a breakthrough in relations between China and Taiwan. Negotiators today agreed to allow regularly scheduled charter flights between the mainland and the island that China regards as a breakaway province. That's on top of yesterday's agreement to open liaison offices on each other's territories. The World's Mary Kay Magstad explains the significance of the deal.
It's been a rapid thaw across the Taiwan Strait since Taiwan's new president Ma Ying-jeou was sworn in last month. That's after half a century of mostly hostility and suspicion, including mainland China greeting Taiwan's first presidential election in 1996 by lobbing missiles into the waters around Taiwan. And more recently, over the past 8 years, there's been provocation from former President Chen Shui-bian and Chinese threats in response. Now, all that's in the past. Ma campaigned on the promise of improving relations and direct links with China, and China has welcomed the overture. Today, Taiwan's chief negotiator met with Chinese President Hu Jintao, who had this to say after the meeting.
As long as both sides maintain a spirit of building mutual trust, putting aside disputes, working for a common goal despite differences, and striving to create a win-win situation, we'll certainly be able to move forward with negotiations and achieve positive results.
The positive results from this week include an agreement to allow regular weekend charter flights between mainland China and Taiwan, 36 of them, starting next month. And to fill those flights, 3,000 Chinese tourists will be allowed to come to Taiwan each day. The idea is to move within the next year to regular commercial flights and shipping links. That's a big deal, because this is something Taiwan has resisted for decades, fearing that Beijing would use those links to try to absorb Taiwan. While some wariness remains, Taiwanese have increasingly grown to see mainland China as an economic opportunity rather than just as a political threat. Chang Ping-kung was Taiwan's chief negotiator in Beijing today.
All people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait are Chinese people. We should do our best to move ahead together and make positive contributions to the international community together. We can look to a future of peaceful prosperity and mutual respect. This mutual trust is the hope of both sides.
But Taiwan's hope is also that its newfound flexibility on direct links will prompt mainland China to also be flexible when it comes to allowing what Taiwan calls international space, the chance to belong to and participate in international organizations. Up until now, Beijing has actively tried to block Taiwan from such things, saying this is a matter of sovereignty. But the dynamic may now begin to change, since Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou has signaled he'll be trying to negotiate with Beijing rather than provoke it. And Chinese President Hu Jintao has called this an historic opportunity. Alan Romberg is a Taiwan expert at the Stimson Center in Washington, D.C.
Hu Jintao's approach has been that he has introduced an element of patience into this. The approach previously was, we really want to push for unification as soon as possible. There was a sense that Jiang Zemin, whose predecessor, actually wanted to have a timetable. But under Hu, the switch has gone from pushing for unification to blocking independence and, in the meantime, building bridges and weaving a fabric of relationships. I think that's very much in China's interest, but will there be a temptation to try to take advantage of the situation and push for more?
But they should resist, Romberg says, because that would kill off long-term possibilities, including possible reunification. Romberg doesn't believe reunification will happen anytime soon, if it happens at all, but he says this is a transformative moment in cross-strait relations, and it's in U.S. interests to support it.
What we need to focus on is the fact that this, in fact, will create stability, will help relieve, it won't eliminate, but it will help relieve one of the major concerns of the United States as a potential war, that it will, in fact, help Taiwan in stabilize its economy, which has been a little bit rocky, and that it will allow the U.S. to strengthen ties with both Taiwan on an unofficial basis in accordance with our policy, but also with the PRC, rather than being buffeted between the two of them as the tension between them has grown in recent years.
The official U.S. policy is that what China and Taiwan want to work out between themselves is up to them, as long as it's done peacefully and without coercion. For now, that seems to be exactly what's happening. But this week's agreements are just the first small steps on a long road, with many a political hurdle still ahead. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.